My dear brother, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to answer your question in brief and in small points, inshallah, easy for you to understand. Number one, this khilaf is regarding Surah Al-Fatiha. It doesn't go to other surahs because in the other surahs have their own scenario. Number two, the majority of the ulama, they follow the opinion of reciting behind the imam is obligated. It doesn't matter. You are in a loud prayer like Maghrib and Isha and Fajr or like a secret prayer, Dhuhr and Asr. Number three, Malik rahmahullah ta'ala and Abu Hanifa, they disagree with the majority and they follow the opinion of not to recite behind the imam in the loud prayer. Abu Hanifa, he adds in the secret prayer, and this is a difference in Yoshua. Also, anyway, Malik rahmahullah ta'ala, mad'alama, he said don't recite behind the imam in the loud prayer because it's mansukh. And this opinion is not the sahih and the rajih opinion. Number three, Shaykh Ibn Baz rahmahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen al-Lajnah da'ima, then other ulama, they follow the opinion of the majority of the ulama, including Shaykh Muqbil rahmahullah ta'ala, then Shaykh Yahya, then others. And Hafizhak Allah ta'ala, and Shaykh Al-Albani rahmahullah ta'ala, and a lot of his students, they follow the opinion of Malik rahmahullah ta'ala by saying it's mansukh. Number four, my dear brother, you must recite before that. Imam al-Bukhari rahmahullah ta'ala, he wrote his beautiful book Juz al-Qira'a Khalf al-Imam, reciting behind the Imam, and it's a beautiful book, and I advise all the brothers to read this kind of books and to read all the books of Bukhari, Qira'a Khalf al-Yadayn, Khalq Af'al al-Ibad, Juz al-Qira'a Khalf al-Imam, Sahih al-Bukhari, all these kind of books rahmahullah ta'ala from Bukhari is a great and beautiful books. Is the main source, it's one of the main sources in Islam to make you realize the beauty and the perfection of our religion. طيب يا اخواني في الله, we say that Bukhari, he wrote this kind of beautiful book, Juz al-Qira'a Khalf al-Imam, to reply against Abu Hanifa or to reply against the Malikis. Yes, number five, loads of Maliki, they disagree with the Imam in the time, in the issue regarding Surah Al-Fatiha is Mansukha in the loud prayer. The Ma'mun, he doesn't need to pray behind the Imam. Like Ibn Abdul Barda and others, they disagree and they support the opinion of the majority of the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala. All is mujtahidun and they try their best to follow the truth, doesn't matter where is it, in their own madhab or in the others. In the end, my brother, you must recite the Fatiha behind the Imam in the loud prayer because of Hadith Umad ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, and the Hadith is authentic and authentic by majority of the ulama and salaf and the khalaf, even though asl this Hadith in Sahihain, but with this form in the Ahlul Sunnah and Abi Dawud وغيره, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was leading the prayer on his companions in Salat al-Fajr. Then someone was reciting with him. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he found heaviness in the recitation. هذا حديث عبان الصامت رضي الله تعالى وقال كنا نصلي خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الفجر وكان يصلي وكان يقرأ بقراءته رجل من خلفه فلما فرأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قراءته ثقل فلما انصرف قال لعلكم تقرؤون مع إمامكم قالوا نعم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تفعلوا إلا بفاتحة الكتاب لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. So the Prophet ﷺ, after he finished the prayer, he said, who was reciting with me? You recite with me. And because his recitation was heavy, because of someone who recited with him. So they said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, don't do that except with Surah Al-Fatiha, because there is no prayer for those who they didn't recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And this hadith is clear and authentic by majority of Salaf and Khalaf, including Shaykh Al-Bani, rahmahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Al-Baz, Shaykh Muqbil, and others. And is one of the famous hadith, have Hadith Abu Huraira also, and other hadith, similar meaning and similar scenario. That's why, my dear brother, we say to you, you must recite the Fatiha even behind the Imam in the loud prayer. And you must realize, my dear brother, before I finish, something. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, Sahih Muslim, that Allah Ta'ala called Surah Al-Fatiha Surah Al-Salah. Qala qasamtu al-salat bayni wa bayna abdi. Wali abdi ma sa'al idha qala al-abdu alhamdulillah rabbil alamin al-hadith. Qala qasamtu al-salah means one of the main names for Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Al-Salah, because it's the main thing in the prayer. So it's ruknul arkan, the main principle and the main rukn in the prayer. That's why we say you must recite, doesn't matter what the situation. In the end, my dear brother, this mas'ala is khilafiyya, ijtihadiyya. It's a khilaf and different opinion among Ahlul Ilm. If you, brother, follow the opinion of the majority, alhamdulillah. If your brother follow the opinion of Sheikh Albani, also alhamdulillah. The main thing, they don't follow the opinions because of the people, they follow the opinions because of the evidence and the correct understanding in it. This mas'ala doesn't break the brotherhood, doesn't affect the brotherhood, doesn't make the masjid too tight, doesn't make your brotherhood follow a different opinion, mubtadi' or hizbi or whatever. No, this is extremism in understanding the religion. Absolutely, it's a different opinion than khilafiyya. No problem for your brothers to take a different opinion, because the salaf, they have a different opinion also, and they remain brothers. Simple as that. Barakallahu feekum.